Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Semi-finals kick off this weekend in Croke Park, with stand tickets for either day costing €60 each. And I've noticed mixed responses to this online. Some people say it's too expensive. Others think it's fantastic value. 1800 453 106 is the number. You can get us on WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Paul Carroll is sports editor at Tip FM and host of P. Carroll Sports Podcast. Do you think are the tickets too expensive, Paul?
I'd say the point you made there about it being good value and too expensive, it's probably both kind of true when it comes to the GA sense of things. I think €60 for, you know, the two second biggest games in the hurling calendar at a general sense isn't too bad, but it's just the upward pattern of ticket prices in GA is probably a little bit worrying. If you're a Tipperary supporter coming up to this game and you're paying €60, the total you would have paid on tickets so far this year for the Tipperary games, just in the championship, would be €265. So it's just the kind of upward trend. I think it's 2 years in a row that it's been increased by €5 at this stage, and that was definitely the case in Munster in the Munster Championship earlier in the year.
And that €265 that comprises of your semi final ticket for this weekend, your quarter final ticket at €40 for 2 weeks from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, your preliminary quarterfinal was €25 and then €35 each for each of the four round-robin games in Munster. So the Munster tickets actually have gone up 40% in the last 2 years. So a stand ticket to a round-robin was €25 in 2023. It's €35 now. So it's two consecutive years of a €5 increase each year. So, you know, that's £265 just before, you know, any travel and things like that and getting up to Dublin for this weekend. So I'm just a little bit worried about the upward pattern, because usually when ticket prices go up, they tend not to come back down. So while, you know, €60 isn't the worst when you put it in the broader context of different sporting events and things like that, the accumulative effect, I suppose, and the nature of the round-robin games, there's more games than there was maybe years ago. So it's just a little bit worrying in that sense. And, you know, the GA do a lot right, but you just have to be a little bit tentative in terms of increasing ticket prices on a regular basis, I think.
Yeah, look, and I know people will say that this is, you know, in some cases we're talking about a fiver here, you know, with regards to certain games. And if you're fortunate enough that your team is successful, like in your case, Paul, this year, you know, it's people want to be there on the day, they want to experience it and to witness it. But like, you're going to be hard pushed, Paul, to find another event that's going to give you that level of entertainment for €60. Like, there's very few gigs you're going to at €60.
Oh, definitely these days anyway, and we've seen that, you know, in Dublin in recent weeks with the Lions game and, you know, the American football game that's happening there later.
For sure, it's off the charts kind of money. You know, and even the Lions game was, what, it was about £190, wasn't it, for tickets?
Yeah, which is crazy altogether. So, you know, that, in that sense, you know, €60 doesn't look too bad, but I suppose there's professional organisations and players are getting paid and et cetera and things like that. But the GAA, in fairness, does, you know, reinvest into stadiums and things like that around the country, and GA facilities in a general level being a lot higher grade on average than maybe other sporting facilities around the country because of that investment. But it still has to come to a point as well. I think if it's just €5 every year, it doesn't sound too bad. But when you kind of stand back in another few years, if it stays going up, then it's not going to be good, because, you know, you're not pricing anyone out really at the minute, I don't think. Well, you very well could be, especially with going up to Dublin.
We'll find out, yeah. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I would even contend it's probably, yes, you have the price of the ticket, right? And I imagine for people travelling, and I know in 2 weeks' time, you have people coming to Dublin from various different parts of the country, and it's the accommodation and getting to Dublin and transport and, you know, eating and probably a few drinks when you're here and the whole lot that goes with it. It's not so much the match ball. It's probably, it's the weekend that's the expense. And the fact that now You know, in, for instance, I can talk about this because of Donegal's experience. You now have the back of the semi-finals and finals, and will be the case for many, falling in the one paycheck for a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's kind of a good point as well, especially when it comes to in the Munster Hurling Championship, the round robin nature of it. You're talking, you know, I think Tip had three games in 3 weeks, that kind of thing. So, you know, that's all fallen in the one payment for people on their wages and things like that. So that kind of, it makes it hard, especially for families as well as that. And I know there's juvenile tickets and that on offer, which definitely makes things easier. But yeah, look, in a broader sense, we're not going to complain in Tipperary. It's great to have these games for long enough.
Your biggest issue will be trying to get tickets, probably, is the bigger problem you'll have. I'm sure your head will be hounded, people looking for them. Lisa McNulty's with us too, Paul. Lisa is an Armagh GAA supporter. What's your experience, Lisa?
Ultimately, over the years, Andrea, yes, tickets have got expensive. It's like everything. Prices do go up. However, there's three of us in my family who go regular. If my sister's home with her husband, that's five tickets. But ultimately, thankfully, we've been able to attend all of the games. We are lucky. I do recognise that costings in today's world can be very difficult on larger families, for example. That's a family day out. It's a huge expense. We all want to go to the games. We all want to support our teams. But surely this costing is definitely a burden and a potential. It is a disappointment to families across Ireland. Look, I understand everybody needs to make a little bit of money, but I think we need to look overall the structure of ticket pricing.
I take it you were in Croke Park for Armagh Kerry last Sunday.
I was indeed.
So how much would that have cost you all in for the gang that was there?
For last Sunday? Well, it was €45 per ticket. Now, Andrea, I have to say, it was a doubleheader with Meath and Galway, and we took advantage of both games.
I would say that's good value at €45. I watched the games last Sunday.
Yes, ultimately, yes. That is €45 per head. There was three of us, and we got two games from that.
Yeah.
In headquarters, in Croke Park, I wouldn't complain about that.
No, it's a good day of entertainment for €135.
It's a great day of entertainment. Unfortunately, things didn't go our way.
No.
In the next game. But I have to say, you know, I didn't find that too bad. But I do, yeah. I do understand and I do appreciate with the games upcoming now for the semi-final, the pressure on families for that.
So, out of curiosity, do you solely support Armagh or will you just go as a GAA supporter to the semi-finals next week?
Obviously, my home county.
Yeah, your allegiance is there.
Is Armagh. We love our county. They've given us a fantastic year following their win of the All-Ireland in 24. Mm. But I'm an avid GAA fan. I have no problem in going to any game for the enjoyment. I've seen myself, Daddy and the family heading away for the weekend to go to the quarterfinals when Armagh weren't in it, to go to the semi-finals, right, to be at the final.
Yeah, so you could potentially be there supporting Donegal Meath Sunday week.
Absolutely. We will continue to support our Ulster teams as they progress. Absolutely. And you know, that's our enjoyment. That's our entertainment. That's our first love for entertainment. And as I said previous to you, Andrea, you know, It's our first love, our entertainment, and we want to be there. We want to see the games, and we're lucky enough. Thankfully, we're lucky enough as a family that we can go
and
we can support the players. So, you know, when there's a lot more kids in homes and there's mummies and daddies. It is a burden.
Well, I suppose as you're fortunate enough that your team is successful enough to get to the kind of semi-final and even potentially All-Ireland final stage, people going to the hurling and football over the next two consecutive weekends are looking at about €60 a pop for tickets. Am I right in saying you had some access trying to purchase tickets or getting ticket access?
Absolutely. That was last weekend. I'm very lucky that I can apply for my tickets, and I'm usually very lucky in getting my tickets as and when we're attending the games, or I'm routed to Ticketmaster for some of the games. Also, as we know now, that's the outlet that you go through, and that has been the case for several years now. You can purchase tickets via Ticketmaster. Mm. Now, last weekend, tickets went on sale at 11 and 1 p.m. And I was in the queue, and at 11 a.m. when they went on sale, and again, this went on for several hours, at 1, there was a lot of disturbance with Ticketmaster. It was kicking you out when you logged in. It was saying that you're a bot and we have to put you to the back of the queue. It was saying it couldn't load the Croke Park map to show you where you would be sitting. This went on for several hours. And they seem to have changed their way of how you select your tickets. It used to be you selected for best available, and then now it seems to be you can look at the map and potentially pick where you want to sit. Choose the seat yourself and then pay for them. So there seemed to be a lot of bother in regards to that. Now, I probably didn't get my first set of tickets until about shortly after 2 p.m. And that was for the Upper Cusack. I got 3 for Upper Cusack, and I ended up then getting another 3 for the Upper Hogan, and thankfully was able to transfer the other 3 to someone else. But I just think the way of it, there needs to be a better structure.
Okay. Lisa, listen, thanks a million for sharing your story with us today. Really appreciate it, and thanks for your time here on the programme.
Not a problem.
Michael's got in touch. He says, we've 5 teenagers in Meath. That's 7 of us going to the Meath Donegal game at €60 per ticket. It's 420 in total, plus the train, plus drink, plus food. So we're not going to go. We're going to have a drink at home. We'll watch the game on TV. If the tickets were £30 each, then we might have gone. Oh, and sorry, Meath is going to win, Andrea. Well, let's hope you're wrong, Michael, about that. Jamie Wall is on the line. Jamie, former Cork footballer and hurler and current Fitzgibbon coach. Is it difficult for you, Jamie, and others who put so much work and dedication into the training, into getting to the semi-final and All-Ireland stages, to then listen to people complain about the price of tickets?
No, Andrea. To be honest with you, I think the great thing about the GAA is that it's a community-based organisation. I think as Paul was talking about there, it's not a professional organisation. So the people who are involved in coaching and training teams, they're down on the ground, they're among those people, and they definitely feel the exact same pinch that all these people feel. You know, they're amateur, they're not getting paid for these things as well, so they're amateur people as well, and I think you'll find nobody who understands it better. I suppose I totally understand where talk like this comes from, where legitimate complaints come from people about the price of tickets. The price of everything, unfortunately, does go up.
I think
Paul made a great point that, you know, when the prices start to go up, it's rare they come down, you know. And that's absolutely correct. Now, the one thing, like, what I would say, though, is, and I think in fairness to you, you pointed it out as well, it's still very, very good value. I think Lisa made a great point that, you know, £45 for a double header at the weekend was superb value, you know, if you are willing to go and take advantage of it. There's a lot of value in a lot of these GA things. I know when I was listening to her talking about horror stories on Ticketmaster there, I was transported back to my own scramble for Oasis tickets, and the price is there. So I think there's scale to everything, you know. But I think the GA probably do have to look at something in the off season about, you know, maybe there's not quite dynamic pricing. I don't want to get into that, but that particular rabbit hole. But certainly, you know, we're one of the few organisations that a stand ticket seems to be a stand ticket, and it doesn't matter where you are. You could be sitting down in the middle of the Nora Hogan in the prime seats, or you could be up at the back corner of the Canal End.
And there's a big difference if you paid €60 for behind goals versus pitch side. I mean, sure, it's totally different.
Exactly, yeah. And again, you know, people might have small children, and bringing them up to the top tiers of the stands might be less than ideal, to put it mildly, you know. So I think it's just something that maybe, and then again, you know, look, there's people like me, there's freaks like me who are into the coaching side of it, who'd actually much prefer to be up high. But I think by and large, you know, people, when they're going for their entertainment, they want certain tickets. And I think we could look at, again, look, maybe this is a conversation people don't want to have either, because it involves some tickets going up in price, but some tickets going down in price, whereby, you know, people could say, you know what, I'm there for the day out, there is 4 of us, so we need to go for, like, I know myself going to events in England, let's say going to soccer matches and going to events in Europe, soccer matches, that you can actually, you buy tickets by category. So there's category 1, category 2, category 3. So there are slightly more expensive tickets, and there are slightly less expensive tickets. In Croke Park, we really only have that in terms of premium versus the rest. But the rest is essentially, you know, that's the vast majority of the stadium.
Free for all, really, it's everything, yeah.
Exactly. And like you said, you're paying the same for 2 tickets which are totally different value in and of themselves. So I think, you know, I think these are things that, look, the GAA is often a very easy target, I think, and that's fine. I think that's
we have the same conversation every year, and
yes,
you know what?
Absolutely.
Whatever teams make the All Ireland over the next 2 weeks, and the prices jump to what they'll be at least 100 quid anyway, I've no doubt there'll be people complaining about that too.
Exactly, there will, and that is people's right, and it is a lot of money. So I don't want to sound flippant about that by any stretch of the imagination, you know. But I suppose the counter argument to all this, and Paul made this point as well, and I'm glad he did, because you know it is a key point here. The, you know, 80% of the profits made by the Gaelic Athletic Association go back into the Gaelic Athletic Association. They go, and that means they go back into communities. You know, the money that people are putting in here, this money isn't going to line the pockets of professional organisations or singers or, you know, anything like that. This money, the vast majority of this money is going to go back into those communities, you know, provide facilities for those same kids.
Well,
you know, so there is that side of it that I think we always have to remember.
Yeah, just on that, Michael Ryder is chairman of the underage clubs in Galway. What's your view on ticket prices, Michael?
Up to this, the average price was only 25 to 35 euros. Average 25 euros for provincial games. Maybe the Connacht finals and the Munster hurling might have gone up to 40. But in general, league games are from 15 to 25. Depends on the venue. If it's Crow Park, it might be 25 if you're playing Dublin. But in general, I believe that we give good value for money in the league games. Now, when it comes to the finals, all right, semi-finals, finals, 60 euros. Okay, it is expensive if you're travelling, following your county for provincial games and then the group games. There is a lot of group games where you have three games to play away. Maybe you might have one at home. This is where it gets expensive for a family coming from the top of Donegal, going to Roscommon for their Mayo game. You know, that was a 3.5-4 hour journey. You know, the cost of food, everything. If there's husband or wife and their 13 or 14s is playing local with the club, they have to bring them kids because they want to keep them engaged in the football, and they want to follow the Michael Murphys and all these lads. But in general, I believe that we give great entertainment throughout the year. I mean, in Galway throughout the year, we have over 1,100 underage football games. And only at finals do the parents have to give a few pound at the gate. Well, it's ticket. There's no cash anymore in Galway. But it's so little. But I think that we give back great entertainment for these young lads. And as Paul said there from Cork, I mean, he's one of the diehards. Every club have diehards who give back service. And they want to see their new young lads coming forward to be a star, whether it is minor under 20 or going on to represent his club at senior level. And as he also said, 80% goes back. Depends how you're doing the National League or how you're doing the All-Ireland. Croke Park divides this money back when the league is over throughout the year, at the end of the year when the league is over, and you get back your fair share. So, and then the clubs distribute that through the county distributes through the clubs. So it goes back to the grassroots. Maybe not enough, but it is very hard to give something back to every club. But okay, the amount of games that has been brought in the group games, that's where it gets expensive when you're travelling.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. If you're travelling, like if you're from your own area in parts of Galway or Donegal, Kerry, I mean, a lot of the potential finalists, the fans are going to have quite a trek to travel. There's no question about that. Listener says no tickets are going to go down in price. Another listener tells me it is too much for a large family. My kids love GAA, but I can never bring them all to a game. I find it all so disappointing. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. Is it fair to criticise the price of the All-Ireland semi-final, All-Ireland final GAA tickets, or do you think it's good value? That's Lisa McNulty, Michael Ryder, Paul Carroll there, and Jamie Wall. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.